Let's go back. We'll rearrange the story. Take the joint out of his father's hand, dump the skunked beer, put food in the fridge. Let's knock down the trailer in the backwoods, brown panel walls caked in dirt, soot, loneliness, paint him something bright. Build a new home, put clean sheets on the bed. Here we will patch his parents' marriage, see? They are back together. His mother's secret pension for prescriptions, now for floral arrangements. Better yet, sending sympathy cards. Take the bottles out of her purse, the ones he will swallow to end what cannot be numbed, impact, crash, burns. Now take his sister off the stage, put clothes on her, something cozy. Take the needles out of the arm, take away infinite grief, place a prayer in her palms instead, prepare her for what is to come, erase the marks, leave no reminders, nothing to remain. Let's go back a bit further. 11 years old, his picture in the newspaper. He still won the competitive art award. There he is amongst his peers, permanent smile. His parents proud sent him to art school on scholarship. His drawings at 12 still have color. Get rid of those drained black demons inked. Get rid of voices of dread. That morning, his mother packed her bag, swore she was leaving, huddled with his sister by the door, begging her to stay, him asking her not to go. Scratch that. Let no memory remain. And those pills his mother gave him when he was 17 because he was anxious. And the pills she gave him before he met you. And the pills she gave him after you left.